Hello, it's Angel. So, you guys enjoy when I really the super personal, which is awesome. Thank you. So, and I love your support, and I love you guys. For today, I'm gonna. Yeah, so I can't believe I'm going to do this. I journal. I love to write, and I love to journal my feelings, my thoughts, and something I do. I don't journal like about my day. Like I don't sit down and say today I did this, and that's not how I journal. I have like usually a topic or a thought that's kind of just rattling in my head. And I just write down my thoughts on it. So I went back to some old journals, so they aren't recent, so please don't read into anything. And when I was going through them, I hate reading things I've written, especially when it's a little while ago, because it just, like, I was taking little post-its and marking pages that I was gonna read, and like my hand was shaking so bad. And was like, no, I am not picking up this post-it and putting it on that page. You are not reading that. I also don't date them. I have no idea why. Anyways, so I have two journals here, and I'm just gonna read my thoughts from them. And I don't know. It's not going to be a normal thing, but it's just for tonight, for this pillow talk. Oh my goodness. And they're not, I mean, I'm not, this isn't super serious or anything like that. It's just thoughts, just silly journal entries. All right, this one says, okay. Will you go with me? Will you pack a bag and go on an adventure with me? I couldn't think of anyone else I would want to get lost with. We can go anywhere. India, Italy, Hawaii, Alaska. Anywhere as long as you are by my side. Everywhere will be an experience of a lifetime. We can make love on a train, kiss in the Dead Sea, hold hands at the top of a volcano. Please just say yes. I want to feel your hand in my hair while we overlook New York City and the Empire State Building. I want to see your bare body after a long day of digging for fossils, to hear you whisper I love you in my ear the moment before we get into a cage to swim with great white sharks. I want to feel your head in my lap and my hand in your hair while we watch Shakespeare in the Park. I want to cry on your shoulder when I've overcome with emotion. When you tell me I'm your everything, please say yes. There's one. another one. Let's see here. This is in pink inks, which isn't always easy to read, so. What's it like to wake up a princess, not royalty, but the night and day before, to be lavished, to be showered with attention, affection, gifts, to be made love to in the most passionate way imaginable, to be someone's total focus, and then to drift off to sleep in their arms? That has to be the most peaceful, restful sleep. What would it feel like that next morning, I wonder? To wake up glowing, to see the person beside you who wants your every dream to come true. The intense feeling of love for someone who gave you a day all about you, just one day. It makes me cry and my heart hurt to think the power of love like that has. to feel cherished and reminded you are special and that that person thinks you are the most amazing person in the world. That's the type of love that could cure sadness, fear, insecurity, and so much more. All right, what else do we got here? Okay. Here's one. It happened. I didn't know if it would or not, but late last night it finally happened. I wanted to look and not look away. 6 months. Yep, it took a solid 6 months, but it finally happened. I looked, admired, and stared. I was happy and giddy and calmed all at once. There was a warm feeling that started in my throat and filled my body. I smiled. I smiled with pride, joy, and a sigh of relief. What does it all mean? I don't know, and I really don't care. It's like this whole new layer of calm, comfort, and connection. I wonder why just now. Is it the universe telling me it's okay? Or maybe that it's time? To be told it's okay would mean that I'm not going to lose it. This whole life experience and connection. Do I sound like a crazy person? I feel a touch like I may be a crazy person. But I am a little crazy about him. So I guess you can't be crazy about a person and come off a little bit crazy. Alright. So yeah, there's that. Alright, one more. What else we got here? I read the saying, you're enough. And it's cute, but I guess I never truly understood it. I have never felt like I was enough, not good enough, for the people in my life. I want to feel like I'm enough to just one person. I feel like that could be all I need, to feel like every inch of my body and soul was enough for one person. I don't want to be perfect and not just sexy and not just fun and not just anything, but just right. Just what someone wants, and for that to be me. With bad skin or clear skin, with curly hair, straight hair, with perfect makeup or no makeup, exhausted or full of energy, running late or way too early, happy, sad, cuddly, horny, wanting to be alone or needy, confident, unsure of myself, no matter what, at every single moment of my existence, I want it to be enough to someone. I feel for the first time that maybe that's what I want. To be in a relationship where I'm secure enough to just be. Sounds so dumb, I guess. I say that with the thought of one of my parents reading this. I know I shouldn't censor my feelings and thoughts, but it's hard. I just want good in my life. I want to live this life of love and that every action I do is out of love. I think if I love enough, hard enough, give my all to make others feel like they are enough, maybe along the way I might stumble upon someone who thinks I'm worth that effort. So, and that's really funny because I'm a grown woman that owns her own home and still concerned that my parents are going to read my journal. That's hilarious. So, anyway, so there's some of my dorky journal entries. That's so silly. I hope you enjoyed them. I hope they were not too serious. They weren't meant to be. I don't take myself very serious. So I hope you're all wonderful. And feel free, as always, to request things you want to hear me talk about in Pillow Talk. So, I love you all. a bunch, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.